AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News, the Republican National Convention. I'm Daria Albinger. Before she was the governor of Arkansas, she was Donald Trump's press secretary.
I have always been proud to stand with President Trump, but never have I been more proud than to stand with him right now, tonight.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders giving an at times emotional speech tonight to the delegates.
Under President Trump, America was safer. The world was safer, and it felt like the next generation would have a chance at the American dream.
After the assassination attempt, Mr. Trump called for the convention to be about unity. Tonight, delegates heard from former challengers for the 2024 nomination, including Nikki Haley.
For the sake of our nation, we have to go with Donald Trump.
Tomorrow night, delegates hear from vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance. This is ABC News. A former CIA employee and senior official at the National Security Council is facing charges of allegedly serving as a secret agent for South Korea's intelligence service. Elon Musk threatening to move SpaceX headquarters out of California over a new law.
The bill signed into law by Governor Gavin Newsom here banned school districts from creating policies to force schools to notify parents if their child asks to change their gender identification. The law makes it so school staff cannot be mandated to disclose a student's gender identity or sexual orientation to any other person without the child's permission. Supporters say it will protect LGBTQ plus students who live in unwelcoming households. Opponents say it will prevent schools from being transparent with parents. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
The French Soccer Federation will file a complaint with FIFA over racist and discriminatory remarks by Argentina players after post-match chants about France's team and their Copa America title win. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr.
Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You may have heard the word derecho as a part of the weather lately, but what do you know about it? Derecho is a Spanish word meaning direct or straight ahead. It's why you may hear straight line winds blamed for damage from a derecho. A downburst, which is an area of strong, damaging winds, causes a derecho, and the Weather Service does not issue warnings for these. They're just standard severe thunderstorm warnings. So this means you'll want to be weather ready during any severe storm. If you're outside, camping, hiking, boating, find a shelter. Otherwise, lie flat, face down, on low ground. Most derechos happen in July, and Wisconsin typically has one or two per year. But experts say climate change will only help increase these numbers. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
I'm Terry Bell with WMDX News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WMDX website at mad.radio.
Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. City leaders and Republican officials promised Milwaukee businesses would get big boosts during the Republican National Convention. But so far, some restaurants and shops say it's been pretty slow. That may be because attendees are on a tight schedule. Delegate Stephanie Susek.
We were kind of, you know, tied up having to be at the convention hall. And so we're looking forward to some more flexibility in the next few days to go out and, you know, just be part of the community and get out to different places.
That schedule is really keeping people busy at Fiserv. Civic Media has a team at the convention. We'll be there all week. And this is such sad news from Door County. Two kids, a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old, died when the sailboat they were on capsized near Chambers Island. Officials are still searching for their dad, 32-year-old Bill Salnick of Little Suamico. The Door County Sheriff's Office says they'll keep searching until they find him. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, Civic Media News.
The All-Stars come out tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball's 86th All-Star game is tonight. The Brewers' William Contreras will start behind the plate at catcher. In right field is the Crew's Christian Yelich, and was asked, what's it like finally being back to play in the Midsummer Classic?
It's been great. You know, it's obviously a really busy couple days, and you're on the go, and there's things to do throughout the whole day and night.
Today is day 3 of Major League's baseball draft. The Brewers picking 12 players so far, 8 of them pitchers. Brewers GM Matt
Darnold asked. While manager Pat Murphy has the team in first place, they've lost 7 of their last 10 games.
We've had our share of bumps along the way, but this is a really good group, you know, and I think Murph does an incredible job getting the guys fired up every day. You know, obviously we've gone through a little bit of a rut lately, but this team is really tough and we win in different ways, and I think we've shown that we're in almost every game, like Murph says, and so I'm really proud of the group and excited to see what we can do in the second half.
NBA, the Bucks play the Clippers tonight in Summer League action in Las Vegas. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the upper 50s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, a high in the mid-70s. And upper 70s with more sunshine Thursday. Mostly sunny and upper 70s to near 80 by Friday. Saturday and Sunday, a slight chance of showers. Highs close to 80. It's 71 right
Crude
now.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the Hump Day RNC MKE 2024 edition. Devils Advocates, join the Maggie Dawn Show at 3 and do it live from Milwaukee.
The Devils Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devils Advocates radio show.
This is
RNC. A lot going on here. J.D. Vance, of course, the vice president. I guess that happened just as we were wrapping up the show yesterday, I think. Or did it happen after we got off the air? I don't recall. But in any case, I'm getting old. Donald Trump sounds the GOP's death knell, the end of the old Republican order. I want to talk about this for a minute. The GOP, the Republican Party, is something quite different than it used to be right now. And I have a feeling this is not a temporary thing. We'll talk about that in a moment. Also, is this Republican convention unity? Why is the media spending so much time on Biden saying bullseye and ignoring the divisiveness going on at the RNC convention, including the interview with Lester Holt? Nate, you got that ready? Okay, cool. I'll play that in a little bit. Also, conservative alert. Conservatives slammed the RNC for giving a prime speaking slot to someone into Satanism. Oh, yeah. It just gets weirder every day, right? In the second hour of our program, J.D. Vance, I'm going to touch briefly on him in the first hour, but we'll do a little deeper dive in the second hour. Will he gladly help Donald Trump end our republic? I think it's possible. Also, his wife worked for John Roberts and Brett Kavanaugh. But if the election goes to the Supreme Court, of course, that won't matter, right? And in the second hour of our program, good news, Biden is unveiling a rent control plan today, actually. He's gonna roll it out, targeting corporate landlords. They're going to lose their tax breaks if they have over 5% annual rent increase. Interesting stuff. In the third hour of the program, is the Republican Party going to continue to block gun legislation? And how will big oil sellout, J.D. Vance, impact climate change? So we have a lot to talk about here today. Plus, of course, your calls. To start out, the Hartman Report today, my newsletter, my daily take is titled, Trump Sounds the GOP's Death Knell, the End of the Old Republican Order. And, you know, I tell a story about, I grew up in a Republican household. My dad, you know, was a Republican, I don't know if he was a precinct committee chair, but he was a precinct something or other. I think they called him precinct captains back then. And he was very involved with the Republicans. He wasn't a crazed right winger. I know it says that over on Wikipedia, I think, but they don't let you edit your own page. So, but he was, he was all in favor of Goldwater, but he was really an Eisenhower Republican. And that's the kind of Mitt Romney and arguably even the Ronald Reagan Republican Party that I think we saw yesterday at the Republican National Committee or convention. I think what we saw yesterday was the final death of that party. And the two things that made this very, very clear to me was, number one, Mitch McConnell, he didn't get up and say anything. He was simply named as one of the three co-chairs of the convention, right? Which is just an honorific title. It doesn't mean anything other than, you know, we're kind of honoring this person. And he got booed. Mitch McConnell, the guy who stole a Supreme Court seat from Barack Obama and stole another one from Joe Biden, That guy got booed. And then, of course, Trump chose J.D. Vance, who is no old-fashioned Republican. J.D. Vance has undergone a conversion. I mean, literally, I believe it was 2019, he adopted Catholicism as his religion. But beyond that, he has had a political conversion as well. He has, and by the way, nothing wrong with adopting Catholicism, but his political conversion, I think there is something wrong. He's gone from being, you know, a rational, never Trump Republican to full on MAGA. He's as MAGA as you can get. And of course, that's why Trump picked him. And what this tells us, and the scuttlebutt is that Trump met with his sons, and Trump was planning on picking Doug Burgum. I had been predicting Doug Burgum more or less for some time. I had this conversation with Michael Steele a couple days ago, and I believe during that conversation I asserted my belief that it would probably be Doug Burgum. I'd have to go back and listen to it, but I'd certainly been thinking that, because Doug Burgum is the kind of guy who wouldn't upstage Trump, right? He's not going to get more publicity than Trump. Doug Burgum is, kind of a quiet, introverted guy, or at least he comes across as one. I doubt he is one. You don't get to be governor of a state that way. But he kind of comes across as a moderate, even though he's not. J.D. Vance is, a fire-breathing, product of Peter Thiel and some other, Silicon Valley billionaires. Thiel funded his rise to the United States Senate, and had Chuck Schumer not refused to give Tim Ryan, an additional $5 million, Tim Ryan would have been the state's senator. I mean, that was a very, very close race, and that was a huge mistake by Chuck Schumer. But in any case, this whole Republican Party, the old Republican Party that my dad was part of, I think is dead. And this is a question that I'd toss out to you: is, do you think it can be revived, or even should be? We could do a postmortem. We could go back and say, okay, Reagan opened the door to the right wing. I would argue that it was Goldwater, but Goldwater was never president. But Reagan certainly opened the door to the right wing, the hardcore, right wing, and the Supreme Court. By Nixon putting Lewis Powell on the U.S. Supreme Court in 1972, and then Lewis Powell ruling in 76 and 78 and writing the decision in 78 in Buckley and then Bilotti in those two Supreme Court cases that legalized political bribery back in the 70s. I mean, that's what made really in many ways possible Reagan coming into office, floating on an ocean of oil industry money. But in any case, that old Republican Party is gone. And, I go through in my article, what traditional Republicans believed versus what Trump and Vance believe. And, traditional Republicans were all in favor of free trade. Now, I'm not a full-on advocate of free trade, but nonetheless, they argued for the principle of comparative advantage. And Trump and Vance, on the other hand, are, hardcore trade war guys and frankly, xenophobic in their protectionism, which I'm not. Traditional Republicans supported, at least rhetorically, balanced budgets and fiscal sanity. Trump and Vance were just fine when Trump added $8.4 trillion to the national debt, more than any other non-wartime president has done in 4 years in the entire history of the United States. Traditional Republicans supported rights to privacy and personal autonomy. Big government that would snoop in your private life was anathema to Republicans. They were fine with the, for example, gay log cabin Republicans. Trump and Vance, on the other hand, support draconian laws on abortion. They're pushing to end Americans' rights to birth control, gay marriage, and the ability to check out the books you want from your local library. J.D. Vance says women should be forced to stay in abusive relationships for the children. And that even, speaking of children, even children who are raped and impregnated should be forced at gunpoint to carry their pregnancies to term. Traditional Republicans helped build American public schools. This was Eisenhower's great accomplishment. We were the envy of the world, our public school system, in the 1950s, 60s, 70s. Trump and Vance, on the other hand, want to subsidize private, for-profit church schools and subsidize the upper middle class and rich people, and basically ghettoize public schools for working class people and poor. Traditional Republicans endorsed the concept of America as a worldwide example of democracy, Reagan's shining city on the hill. Trump and Vance want to hand Ukraine off to Putin and tell Russia and China, you can do whatever you want. Traditional Republicans defended nation sovereignty. Trump and Vance, as I mentioned, want to turn Ukraine over to Russia. Traditional Republicans defended American institutions of law enforcement. Trump and Vance supported congressional Republicans when they voted to defund the FBI. And when two Capitol police officers showed up in the Pennsylvania State House, Republicans stood up and booed them. They defended the January 6th traitors, and Vance even raised money for them. Traditional Republicans demanded high moral standards from their president. Vance is supporting a guy who cheated on all three of his wives, the last one with a porn star, and has been credibly accused of rape by over 20 women, one of them 13 years old, and found by a jury of his peers to have actually raped E. Jean Carroll. He bragged about walking into the dressing rooms of teenage girls when he owned the Teen Miss USA competition or pageant. Traditional Republicans honored law and order. Vance is now, you know, and keeping your word and integrity in business relationships, and they had just disgust for con men, hustlers, and lawbreakers. Trump paid $25 million to make people whole from his Trump University scam. He was fined hundreds of millions for business and tax fraud. He stole, along with his son Eric, from a children's cancer charity. He had six bankruptcies, leaving people holding the bag for billions. He's been sued over 3,000 times for refusing to pay his bills. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. You can read the whole list over at HartmanReport.com if you want. But the point is that today's MAGA Republican Party bears very, very little resemblance at all to the Republican Party that I grew up with, that you grew up with. And, you know, will we get back a reasonable Republican Party where Democrats and Republicans can kind of work out compromises and make things happen? Or is it just going to be this continual right-wing billionaire-funded warfare?
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
As they say in the radio business, stay tuned. I'll be right back with you.
Met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
The John and Gordy Show.
When they speak up, people respond to that, yes. React to that, and they may not react very well to that, and they may even dispute it and may argue and debate with them. And they're making up all this stuff about, you know, being silenced and censored. They want to avoid the consequences of their ideas. Live with the consequences of your thoughts, of your ideas, and grow up.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Lake Ridge Bank presents Atwood Fest on Madison's East Side. Enjoy live music on three stages from local, national, and international artists, with plenty of food and craft vendors along Atwood Avenue, from Tex Tubs to Monty's Blue Plate. And bring the kiddos for Kids Fest, but don't bring the puppers. Leave your pets at home. Three stages, 30 bands over 2 days on Madison's East Side. It's time for Atwood Fest, Saturday and Sunday, July 27th and 28th. For a full music schedule, log on atwoodfest.com.
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2, across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for. Cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs. Or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts are even connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free, it's full of nutrients, and it tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. My dogs Blue and Chewy love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. The dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. A dog's results can well vary. Text fees may apply.
New voice echoes breaking down the old wall. Promises of grandeur, whispers of the past. But the storm's rolling in, the old guard won't last. From Lincoln to Reagan, the legacy they forged, now crumbling beneath the weight of his force. A phoenix rising, but not from the same fire. The old Republican order caught in the mire. Trump sounds the death knell, a new era begins. The old ways are fading, can't hold back our
wings. Sounds the death knell, a new era begins. Indeed, indeed, he does. It does. It is. And all that kind of stuff. Okay, this I just have to play this. This is just incredible. Lester Holt yesterday kept pressing. He interviewed Joe Biden yesterday for NBC News, and he kept going back to, aren't you being inflammatory, and aren't you saying, and then he says, what if you do another terrible, debate performance, and when he gets to that, you can listen to it for yourself. Here it is.
You appeared to be confused.
Lester, look. Why don't you guys ever talk about the 18 to 28 lies he told? Where are you on this? Why didn't the press ever talk about that? 28 times it's confirmed he lied in that debate. I had a bad, bad night. I wasn't feeling well at all. And I had been, without it making, I screwed up.
But I just asked a question because the idea that you may or may not have seen what some of these other folks have seen, you're not on the same.
I'd have to see, I was there. I'd have to see it, I was there. And by the way, seriously, you won't answer the question, but why didn't the press talk about all the lies he told? Well, I don't know anything about that.
We have reported many of the issues that came up during that debate.
No, you haven't.
We'll provide you with them.
God love you.
God love you. Joe Biden owned Lester Holt yesterday. It was just, it was a thing of beauty. It really was. So, you know, at this Republican convention, why is the press spending so much time quoting Biden saying, let's put Trump in the bullseye? You know, when he answered that with Lester Holt, too. He said, you know, it's probably, I'm paraphrasing here, probably a poor choice of words, but what he wanted to what he wants the press and what his campaign is going to focus on is Trump's lies and his record. And but, you know, the press wants to talk about that. They don't want to talk about what's going on at the RNC, which is just downright weird. You know, here's J.D. Vance, who famously said, I got to be honest with you, I really don't care what happens to Ukraine one way or another. I mean, J.D. Vance, there are people suggesting that Donald Trump picked J.D. Vance because Putin told him to. Now, I don't believe that. It's a conspiracy theory. The story I'm hearing, actually, is that it was his sons who have become friends with J.D. Vance. They're all the same age, you know. Eric and Don Jr. and J.D., they're all in their, you know, pushing in the neighborhood of 40 years old. Vance has attacked the childless left, he says, who have no physical commitment to this country. He attacked Kamala Harris for not having children. He attacked Pete Buttigieg for not having children. By the way, Pete Buttigieg now has two children. He and his husband have adopted two children. He attacked Cory Booker for not having children. He attacked Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez by name for not having children. Who does that? Right. While attacking the childless left, Vance also voted against IVF as a senator.
You got to have children, but I'm not going to let you have my in vitro fertilization, you know.
Because he believes that that no embryos should ever be destroyed. There should be no exceptions for rape or incest. If a 10-year-old gets raped, she should be forced to carry that baby to term. He celebrated the end of Roe. He defended the Texas abortion law. He attacks universal child care as class warfare. He praises Viktor Orban.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And I got to tell you what, you know, just a short thing on what happened yesterday at the convention and all the anti-Semitism and crazy. And then I'll pick up your calls. Stay with us. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat, and that can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free. It's full of nutrients. Our dogs Blue and Chewy absolutely love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Our dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no cost cost equipment replacement, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This is a special report from ABC News, the Republican National Convention. I'm Daria Albinger. Before she was the governor of Arkansas, she was Donald Trump's press secretary.
I have always been proud to stand with President Trump, but never have I been more proud than to stand with him right now, tonight.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders giving an at times emotional speech tonight to the delegates.
Under President Trump, America was safer. The world was safer, and it felt like the next generation would have a chance at the American dream.
After the assassination attempt, Mr. Trump called for the convention to be about unity. Tonight, delegates heard from former challengers for the 2024 nomination, including Nikki Haley.
For the sake of our nation, we have to go with Donald Trump.
Tomorrow night, delegates hear from vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. RNC speakers Tuesday focused on immigration. The GOP platform calls for the largest deportation in American history. Christine Newman-Ortiz is a Milwaukee-based advocate for refugees and other immigrants.
We are not afraid of those that demonize us and promote hate and violence and division.
She spoke in front of a large group of protesters. And 60 years later, officials have solved a cold case. Wayne Pratt was found with dozens of stab wounds in Winnebago County back in June of 1963. Authorities had a few suspects and they've reopened the case a few times. But finally, with advancements in DNA technology, they've identified their killer. The Winnebago County Sheriff says the killer's name is William Doxeter and he was on that original suspect list. Unfortunately, Doxeter won't face justice. He died 2 years ago. But now Pratt's case is closed. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, Civic Media News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. I've been jamming through Apple TV lately and discovered The Last Thing He Told Me. The show stars Jennifer Garner and is about a husband who mysteriously disappears. Garner and her stepdaughter are on the case to help find him, even though they don't really get along. The show does a good job of introducing new characters and keeping people guessing, and is set in beautiful Sausalito, California. All 7 Season 1 episodes are available, and Apple has renewed the show for a Season 2, which will drop in 2025. Being canceled can be quite beneficial, especially if you've been accused of sexual assault and cannibalism. Colossal weirdo Armie Hammer appeared on Bill Maher's Club Random podcast and said if he hadn't been canceled, his life would have met demise anyway due to the way he was living, reckless and out of control. Hammer says he has never been happier, despite being broke. I'm sure he's got some of that baking soda money tucked away somewhere. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the upper 50s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, a high in the mid-70s. And upper 70s with more sunshine Thursday. Mostly sunny and upper 70s to near 80 by Friday. Saturday and Sunday, a slight chance of showers, highs close to 80. It's 71 right now.
This is a special announcement from Civic Media. Civic Media believes that violence has no place in the political process and stands in stark opposition to the principles of democracy. It stifles constructive dialogue, compromises the integrity of democratic institutions, and threatens the safety of individuals and communities. Democracy thrives on peaceful discourse, mutual respect, and adherence to the rule of law. It's crucial to engage with differing viewpoints respectfully and to avoid the temptation to vilify political opposition. Such vilification only deepens divisions and hampers the collaborative spirit necessary for effective governance. We, both individuals and media organizations, must reaffirm our commitment to the principles of democracy by fostering an environment where ideas can be exchanged peacefully and constructively. By doing so, we allow for a just, inclusive, and democratic society.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be joined by the former Democratic Party of Wisconsin chair, Mike Tate, as well as former U.S. Representative from Wisconsin, Scott Klug. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
Charlie Kirk spoke yesterday at the convention. That would be Charlie Kirk, who says, quote, Jewish communities have been pushing the exact kind of hatred against whites that they claim they want people to stop using against them. That's Charlie Kirk, who defended Elon Musk when he said that Jewish people were coming to the disturbing realization that immigrants to the United States don't exactly like them too much. That's Charlie Kirk. Yeah, he was, by the way, he was preceded by Marjorie Taylor Greene, who has made her own blatantly anti-Semitic comments, and Lieutenant Governor Mark Robertson. Who's Mark Robertson? He's the Lieutenant Governor of North Carolina, who last month said, and I quote, some folks need killing. It's time for somebody to say it. It's not a matter of vengeance. It's not a matter of being mean or spiteful. It's a matter of necessity, end quote. It's a verbatim quote from the Lieutenant Governor of North Carolina. Some folks need killing. He's referred to the queer community as maggots. He called Michelle Obama a he. He has denied the Holocaust. Used his Facebook account to say that the Holocaust is hogwash. He went on a podcast and endorsed the host's remarks that Jewish bankers are one of the four horsemen of the apocalypse. Yeah, that was, you know, so first Marjorie Taylor Greene, then this guy, then, what's his name, Charlie Kirk. And then comes Amber Rose. Amber Rose is famous for being the girlfriend of Kanye West, you know, which is like, okay, you're famous for being famous, I guess, or famous for sleeping with somebody who's famous or whatever. But number one, it was weird because she went through this whole riff. And Joy Reid afterwards said that she's racially ambiguous. I'm not sure what that means. But in any case, Joy Reid had a real take on it that I'm not going to try to repeat here, because I would do a terrible job. But she was just wondering, what's the deal here? Because Amber Rose, you know, who was the girlfriend of this black guy, comes out and says, well, you know, everybody said Donald Trump was a racist. Then I did my own research. Well, you know, if you do your own research, you kind of come to the conclusion that the guy who got busted by the feds back in the 1970s for writing C for colored on rental applications so he could prevent black people from renting from him, the guy who called for, and to this day calls for, the execution of five young black men who had absolutely nothing to do with a terrible assault in Central Park, you know, the guy who you know, gets Tim Scott out there, just, you know, like a, oh, it's just sad. I mean, it's just sad. But that wasn't what upset the Republicans. What, you know, that's what upset Joy Reid. But what upset the Republicans was that Amber Rose has in the past endorsed Satanism and abortion. And they were just hysterical. Matt Walsh, the guy who does the Daily Wire, he says, the RNC gives primetime speaking slot to a pro-abortion feminist and a self-proclaimed slut with a face tattoo whose only claim to fame is having sex with rappers. Whoa. I mean, this is, you know, this is the right wing very unhappy, apparently, with you know, Donald Trump. And I could go on. I've got a dozen quotes here where they're, I mean, there's just a universal, you know, let's hate on Amber Rose, which makes me think better of her, I guess. I don't know. I saw the speech. You know, I saw her, or at least I saw maybe 5 or 10 minutes of it, and then MSNBC cut away and you know, had this discussion about who is this woman, why is she talking, and what she's saying. And it was fascinating. It was absolutely fascinating. Anyhow, what's on your mind? What are you thinking about? I just wanted to say, by the way, yesterday I cut a couple of people off who came on the air with wild conspiracy theories about the shooting of Donald Trump. And I wanted to apologize because I then engaged in one of my own. I was quite sure that I had seen him. In fact, I commented to Louise at the time when I saw him raising his fist and yelling something that obviously started with an F, that he was yelling F you. But then several people said, no, we actually watched it and said it was fight. And so I kind of defended my belief. But after I got off the air, I looked at it carefully, watched the clip. I found it on YouTube. And he's definitely saying fight. So I was laying a conspiracy theory on you yesterday. And I wanted to apologize for that because, you know, I'm trying not to platform such things. And I do want you to be able to know, whatever I say on this program, you can pretty much take to the bank. I'm very invested in that. For 21 years, I've been doing this show. I think probably the number of times I've gotten something wrong is fairly small, and the number of times I've lied, hopefully, is zero. So I just wanted to be very clear about that. All right, so what's on your mind today? Steve in Topanga, California. Hey, Steve, what's up?
Well, I read something yesterday in a pretty smart right-wing finance newsletter. He used the word lawfare.
Yeah, that's the Republicans have been using that for about, I don't know, 6 months or so, maybe a little longer, to describe the what they call political or the legal attacks on Donald Trump, his indictments.
Well, what struck me, and I woke up more disturbed than usual, the recognition that we have to admit we are at war. There is war going on. This is not about, for me, it's not about the politics and this issue and that issue. It's that these people want to annihilate the basis of our reality. They want to annihilate our culture.
Specifically, what are you talking about, Steve? And who are these people that you're talking about?
Oh, all of the attacks that come about on different people, the attacks on our politicians, the attacks on just the nature of our democratic belief in the Constitution, they're attacking with lies to undermine the belief structures that people have to get them to vote against the progressive democratic agenda. And I would like to see more war talk. I think Amy Goodman has something called the War Report. I think I'd like to see
the
generals.
Actually.
Yeah. Who are the generals in this war that's being waged against us?
Yeah.
And I think we think about Ukraine. These people are fighting for their survival. There are no nuances. They know they're fighting for their survival.
Yeah.
That's what I woke up with. We're fighting for our survival.
No, I totally get it. And in fact, speaking of Ukraine, Zelensky, they just kind of doubled down on their draft. They're having a real problem, getting enough men for their military. I mean, it's a little country of 5 million people. And it's been invaded by Russia. But anyhow, I get it, Steve. Yeah. I gotta move along because we can't allow that kind of French. But thanks for the call. Randy in Huntington Beach, California. Hey, Randy, what's up?
Good morning. This is Ranting Randy with my periodic pep talk. But before I get into that, I want to thank you for your correction. I like it when you come back and you say, here's what I thought, here's why I changed my mind, and there's a level of honesty and transparency that we just don't see there in much of the world.
Oh, well,
so I'm going to start with a question. Yeah.
It's embarrassing,
what's
frankly.
What's Trump known for?
But I had to do it,
that's what growth is. We all learn.
Yeah.
The more we acquire information, the more we can be reality-based human beings.
Yeah.
And that's what we need to be going into this election with. So what's Trump known for? Well, stiffing subcontractors and adultery and 6 bankruptcies and losing money while owning a casino and encouraging attack on our democracy, and the list goes on. This legacy should put to rest the idea that businessmen should be running the government.
I kind of thought the Bush-Cheney presidency did that too. Our first CEO presidency,
Well, the skills are so completely different, because what's Trump done? He's drifted off of every real or imagined slight. And it's a completely different set of skills than Biden, who's reached across the aisle to craft some of the most significant legislation we had in 50 years.
Yep.
I mean, we got the best economy, more jobs, more good bills to help more Americans than the other president in a lifetime. And I won't go through all that, but even Bernie said, hey, don't forget, he cut prices for insulin and inhalers and capped out of pocket costs for prescription drugs, and don't forget that Biden even crafted that bipartisan bill to address the border issue with Trump killed.
Yep.
Now you talked about
and he tried to do away with student debt in the United States, and the Republicans took it all the way to the Supreme Court to block him.
Yeah, exactly. Now, you mentioned Lester Holt, and Biden was fully in command of the facts and policies and nuances. Holt was a jerk. Biden handled that well as too. Now, during the debate, Biden had 90 minutes that were, he did horrible. He was sick. He wasn't doing well. But Trump is a bad person and has been so his whole adult life. He's dishonest. He's a liar. He's a felon, a tax cheat. And the demographics are shifting on the GOP. They're aging out, and reasonable people who care about the values that make a functional society refuse to support them.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to ask all the listeners and the viewers, you remember the horror you felt when Trump was declared president? I mean, it struck me hard.
Me too.
We can prevent that if we get busy.
Yep.
And all we got to do is simple stuff. You know, we can make phone calls for our local candidates, get out yard signs, talk with friends, and vote blue no matter who. Mm-hmm. If you sit home, you're part of the problem.
Yep.
But you can be part of the solution by doing real simple things.
That's right. The best.
Now, for me, I
just want to say that, you know, the best solution to panic or depression is action. So for you,
absolutely.
Randy, got 10 seconds to finish your thought.
All right, till 2016, I always voted for the best candidate. Now I believe we need to band together and say never again Republican. Vote blue, no matter who. End of rant.
I'm with you. Thank you, Randy. 45 minutes past the hour. Back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Exposing the con and conservative. I'll be right back with you.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you're making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt. That's what you do. It's not your fault. It's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. It's been a while since I was out of work, but I remember that grind of looking and that occasional suffocating feeling of anxiety like it was yesterday. If that's where you're at, and you don't mind if I encourage you to try something, because I am sure you're pretty tired of hearing people say, "Have you tried to do blah-da-da?" or "Have you thought about ga-ga-ga?" I'd like to recommend a project. Make a budget. Pulling together a monthly budget can help reduce your money stress, even if it doesn't make money magically appear. Knowing what you have to spend and where you want to trim is better than just closing your eyes and letting those bills pile up. And taking charge of your current financial situation, that can be an important contribution to your mental health as well as your and your family's well-being. You can get started today. I've got a video about how to make a budget on Work Money's YouTube channel. All the resources at workmoney.org are free to anyone looking for help spending less and saving more. And hey, if you're between jobs, keep your chin up. You got this.
The Republican National Convention is being held in Milwaukee, and it marks the first time the RNC is in the Badger State. But Wisconsin holds a special spot in the election cycle, with the RNC the second consecutive political convention in Milwaukee. The city was picked for the Democratic National Convention in 2020, but due to COVID, most of it ended up being virtual. Do you know which city has hosted the most political conventions? Philadelphia, Chicago, or Boston? The answer coming up. Political conventions started in the 19th century. It remained the main way to select candidates until 1972, when presidential primaries determined the eventual nominee. Conventions are now considered more of a celebration of the candidate. So do you know which city has held the most political conventions? Chicago. The Republicans have been there 14 times, and the Democratic convention will be hosted there for the 11th time this summer. 50,000 people expected at the RNC in Milwaukee, a nice slice of Wisconsin for the country to see. I'm Terry Barr.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Threshold.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, or one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio, and tag your it.
Healthy cholesterol level is important to your health, metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. Do you exercise and watch what you eat, but then get frustrated when you don't see the results? Your secret weapon for heart health is Superbarine Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbarine is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbarine is super convenient. With just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day, you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and blood sugar levels. Superbarine's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. So give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month's supply of Superbarine plus 15% off. Go to superbarine.com and enter the promo code Tom. That's superberine.com. Superbarine.com. And the code is Tom, T-H-O-M, to get a free month's supply plus 15% off. Superbarine.com, code Tom. In a land of red and blue, where dreams collide, there's a storm brewing, tearing us apart inside. Promises of unity, just whispers in the wind. Will they reach across the aisle, or let the darkness in? In the halls of power, where the shadows dance, will they choose the light, or let the darkness advance? Down the road we walk. Welcome back. 52 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Diane in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Hey, Diane, what's up?
Yes, hello. I had an interesting thought about J.D. Vance complaining people aren't having enough children and taking birth control away from women. They're just turning women into breeders. And what they're going to do is, I think they want white slaves instead of people of color, and they're going to pack up the people of color and send them to whatever direction they want to get them out of the country. And, you know, that mud plate theory?
Yeah, mud sill theory, yeah.
Yeah, and I don't think they want people of color around. They'd rather have white mud sill.
Yeah, I think
people.
That's fairly evident just from looking at the people who showed up for the Republican National Convention. I mean, it's like, how many black faces did you see? Or Hispanic faces. But Diane, you're positing a fairly elaborate theory here. And I think it's probably much simpler. J.D. Vance converted to Catholicism back 5 years ago. And the Pope says that if you're a good Catholic, you've got to oppose birth control and you've got to oppose abortion. Can't it just be that simple?
But not everybody's Catholic. That's the whole thing.
Well, I get
their
that.
Brain is not
you get that, but J.D. Vance doesn't get that.
Sorry.
You know, he wants, yeah, well, apparently,
yeah,
you know, he's...
And Project 2025 is going to take care of that, isn't it?
I think so.
They're on democracyforward.org. There is an excellent article. It's called The People's Guide to Project 2025, and it's simplified. They said they realize people aren't going to read that whole... and it's a PDF that you can print off. Yeah.
Oh, great. What's the website again, Diane?
Easier version. It's called The People's Guide to Project 2025, and it's much simplified. And it just gets down to it.
I'll have to check
the White House, the White House phone number, you know, the 202-456-1111, they answer between the hours of 11 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon, Tuesday through Thursday. Just remember the T-days.
Okay, great.
Tuesday through Thursday. So that's the reason they're always there.
Great.
And I want to do a shout-out to Debbie Dingell. She was at the rally in Motown for President Biden. She shows up everywhere.
Yeah,
she's just the most visible person.
She's really, after her husband died, she really stepped up. It's not often that you see a wife who steps in for a husband who has passed away and then, in some ways outperforms her husband.
Very personable, easy to talk to. Very approachable.
She's good.
And we have to stand behind Biden unified because, there's no way that Trump would be a viable candidate with that he's done. He'll be in the running.
After watching the Lester Holt interview today, I'm more and more there. Diane, I got to run. I got to move along. Thank you for the call. Morris in Long Beach, California. Hey, Morris, you got the last minute here. What's up?
Watch it! I'm going to tell you why I'm excited, Tom. Okay. Forget all these news cycle stories, okay?
Mm-hmm.
In September, the defendant goes before Judge Juan Merchan. Am I correct?
So far, it keeps getting delayed. I wouldn't be surprised if it gets delayed to December, but
okay,
go ahead.
You already know where I'm going with this. When he goes before Juan Merchan, it's not like going before Judge Eileen Cannon. We're talking about sentencing. Am I right or wrong, Tom?
You are. You are right.
Okay, so, and I believe that the guy might be like Eugene Debs. Go to prison, you can appeal from prison, just like Eugene Debs did, just like Mamiya Abdul-Jamal did, that kind of stuff. And regarding that shooting, you remember Dr. William Pepper, when he wrote about the assassination of Dr. King, we found out the government did it. But it took a while for us to figure out what really happened. The same thing is going to have to take place. It's going to take us a little while to figure out what took place with that shooting with Donald Trump, and all of that. But I just want you to know, America, Judge Juan Merchan has got the whole world in his hand. And don't forget Jeff Chetkin, because the Supreme Court wants her to put on, basically many trials.
That case goes back to her on Friday of this week. That case goes to her on Friday this week. So probably Friday or Monday, we'll find out what's going to happen with that case. I'm not optimistic. The one with Juan Merchan, I would be astonished if he gives Donald Trump any jail time. So I realize you're hoping for that.
I'm sorry, Tom. I disagree with you. You talk about 34 felony convictions for falsifying business records, 10 violations
routinely sends people to jail for that stuff, but I just don't think he's going to be willing to do it. We'll see. Morris, I hope you're right. Morris, thanks a lot for the call. It's always so nice hearing from you. It's the top of the hour. It's 57 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls. Kind of a little deeper dive into J.D. Vance right after this break. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat, and that can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw,
so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free. It's full of nutrients. Our dogs, Blue and Chewy, absolutely love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Our dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to find...
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we are live from day three of the RNC. The fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke, will join us. And public service announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2, across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.